We always bring you some political analysis. Michelle Grattan is the chief political correspondent for The Conversation and a professorial fellow at Canberra University. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Patricia.
Okay, so the big focus this week will be the economy. There's speculation ABS data will show inflation hit 6.3% in June, on track, obviously, to get to 7% by the end of the year, or even beyond. Unlike during COVID spending, will the problem become worse? How serious of a challenge is all of this for Labor?
I think it's an enormous challenge, and of course, one of the crunch points of this week will be the economic statement that Jim Chalmers will present. Now, he's been on the megaphone saying that this is going to be quite confronting news in this statement. I think that he is softening people up for a very character-forming budget in October, and the government is really, really worried about the whole issue of inflation. And of course, we're coming up to the abolition of that excise cut in petrol. That'll be another pressure point for the government.
Now, the government plans to introduce 18 bills this week, but the key priority is the emissions trading bill. I spoke to David Pocock around that. Do you believe the government will get a deal?
I think that these negotiations probably have some time to run, and that nothing might be sorted out very quickly. I suspect the Greens are, in fact, quite divided in their attitudes. One of the senators was sounding pretty militant this morning in making the point that the Senate, Greens party room hasn't made any final decision on this bill. So I think that it's going to be a long road for the government still.
You heard David Pocock, who raised concerns about the scrapping of the ABCC. Business groups are also unhappy. Are there risks here?
There are risks. This is something that the government has promised the construction union, and it's interesting that it's moved so quickly on it, moving by regulation before it gets the legislation in. But it's been an industry that has had all sorts of trouble and militancy, and that's the last thing we want now coming out of COVID will hopefully come out. We're actually seem to be still well in the COVID stage. But as the economy starts to recover, you don't want the industry disrupted. If it is disrupted, then pressure will be on the government to explain why it moved.
Just finally, the government increased staffing allocations for some, but not all. MPs, the new Teal Independents and Jackie Lambie will meet the government today. Will we see more compromise?
I doubt it, although there is an anomaly here, because while the senators, crossbench senators, have got one above the allocation that the Prime Minister originally made, the senator from the UAP in Victoria doesn't seem to have got that extra allocation. So you'd think that would have to be fixed up, but I doubt that the Teals will get any more, but who knows?
Who knows? Absolutely. Michelle, thank you.
Uncertain world.
It certainly is. Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.